Okay, not all of you, including my friend Maggie, can see the sign here, but it's on a huge yellow sheet and it's got a big red word that says rejoice. I'm reading a fiction piece. I entered a contest this past fall and it was about kids in trouble. I immediately thought of Jimmy, so I put a fictional Jimmy in my story. He's called Jimmy Savotsky, but the people were in Colorado. They wouldn't know how close that was. And Gwen Elliott of Gwen's Girls is also in the story because she rescues the girls, but you don't get to meet her. So if you want the whole story later, feel free to email me at ChristineAkinsWolf@gmail.com and I'll send you the whole thing. Tiffany's Word. In McKeesport, beyond cracked sidewalk and patches of dry grass, stands a 10-foot-high concrete wall with a shrine at its foot, burnout candles, dead flowers, and quite a few soggy teddy bears. One word of graffiti fills the wall, red letters on a gold background, rejoice. Most people walk past without looking at the wall. Just another corner in a post-mill town, bottles more common than cars. The wall has bears and candles, but no word yet. Only an atmosphere of sorrow, there where brown grass is all that separates wall from street. Two people visit the wall regularly. One is Savotsky, retired homicide cop, now writing poetry and sponsoring readings at his gym downtown. Money collected at the door goes to nonprofits who work with kids in trouble. Savotsky doesn't need money. He's hungry to see a few more kids live longer lives. Savotsky drives by in his black Prius most Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually doesn't get out of his car, just drives by and sighs. The other is Hannah, a 16-year-old junior at Taylor Alderdice High, about 12 miles from McKeesport by bicycle, which is how Hannah gets to the wall on Saturdays, along a trail that follows railroad tracks down the Mon. Hannah bikes there with Thecla and Jasmine, her tightest girlfriends. Once, McKeesport was booming, filled with mill workers married to nurses. Once, it had decent schools and a good hospital, but now it's mostly rich in apathy and poverty. Hannah and her friends stop at the wall their first time past, then bike by for weeks. Then Hannah does her junior project on Pittsburgh mill towns. Are they still thriving? She's engrossed. Thecla and Jasmine try to warn her off such an upsetting subject, but fail. They remember their first time at the wall. Whew, Thecla says, look at all those bears. How many kids died here? Her face blanches lighter olive and she looks like she might throw up. Probably a death for each bear, Jasmine counts. At least 50 kids dead in this little town, she announces. Maybe more if no one brought a bear. The girls don't see Savotsky drive by, though he sees them. Here, although black and white folks used to hang out, they don't much anymore. He gets it. He grew up in Denora. Rust Belt towns are suffering a re-segregation blight that comes with poverty, rampant distrust and fear. These girls don't look like the usual. Not the expensive clothes, all kids have those, but these bicycles look like REI bikes, kids from a wealthier neighborhood. He wonders why they're stopping at the wall, but drives on. And Hannah, after studying Milltown history, wants photos of the wall. The next Saturday, she's using her cell phone when four teenagers run toward them. What the fuck are you doing? Asks a tall girl, young face on a weightlifter's body. As they get close, she says, you're not from around here, are you? The other three, two light-skinned girls and a lanky boy, dark-skinned like the leader girl, flank her. She's gripping a teddy bear, a big one. Jasmine steps forward. We're from Pittsburgh. We biked past your wall last week and felt sorry for all the kids that... She stops, gulps. Hannah wanted to take pictures so we can think about the kids during the week. Know what I mean? Jasmine has a way with words. The leader frowns and says, no problem. But my baby sister just got shot by... She sobs and the girls pat her shoulders. She takes a breath. Tiffany got shot by the Purple Beret posse who were stupid enough to stand in the bushes on one side of Alarm Alley and shoot at guys from a gang in Duquesne who think it's funny to come here and make trouble. She glares. Thecla flinches, but Jasmine and Hannah lean toward her. Her bear is as pink as cotton candy. Yeah, two gangs shooting bullets like they're in some movie, and my Tiffany happens to run down the alley. She takes a breath and says, y'all can stay if you like. She offers a large hand to Hannah. I'm Tanya. Hannah, Hannah says, while Tanya's friend placed candle holders on the ground. The boy pulls out a lighter. The four sing Flaugier's song, Put Your Guns Down. If you would have put that gun down, she'd have been here today. Everybody put your guns down. Then Thecla starts singing Kumbaya. Hannah and Jasmine join in. The other four stare. But as they finish, the local kids are smiling. Tanya places the pink teddy against the wall. Hannah and her friends bike off, but the incident stays in her mind and her dreams. By Tuesday, she gets up early. Without telling her mom she's not going to school, she bikes to the wall. She takes the candy pink teddy into her arms, sits down. An automobile pulls up and parks beside the wall. The woman driver gets out. Friend of Tanya's? She asks. Hannah, who thinks she looks like a black Madonna, nods. She hands the bear to the woman who sits down beside her. Says she's Tanya's mom and Tiffany's too, of course. I'm 29 years old. Tanya's 12 in 7th grade. She looks at the blank wall as if it could offer her relief. And my baby was only 10. She hugs the bear tightly. Hannah reaches for her hand. They sit. Finally, the woman says, shouldn't you be in school somewhere? How old are you? Hannah says she's 16, a junior at Taylor Alderdice in Pittsburgh. The mom nods. Stay in school, baby. It's our only hope for this crazy world. If girls like you and Tanya don't be having babies like I had Tanya at your age. Hannah nods as her eyes fill up. I'm Marie, the mom says. Hannah squeezes the mom's hand and bikes back home. Another Saturday, as she and her friends bike past the wall, they see Tanya's group. They approach and push their bicycles through the dead flowers of fall. Hannah says, Tanya, I met your mom. Getting a smile, she says, she's beautiful. As Tanya's about to reply, a car drives by slowly. The skinny boy glances over. It's Mr. Jimmy, he says. I'll get him to move along, if you want. He looks at Tanya, who says, yeah, Marcus, thanks. He lopes to the black Prius, comes back. Mr. Jimmy's a retired cop, the kid says, and he's always trying to reform us boys. I don't mind, but Tanya doesn't want him messing with her and her girls. He's polite if I tell him to keep going. Hannah's surprised to find that the cop listens to the kid and not the other way around. But Tanya's speaking to her about her mother, Marie. She told me she met a girl here. Figured it was you. They smile. Then Tanya adds, she wasn't all that glad when I made Darren my main boy. But after he killed Tiffany, though he got down on his knees to swear it was an accident, I told him he was lucky I didn't kill him right then and there. Hannah completely sympathizes, but she doesn't say anything. Anyway, Tanya continues, my mom said that she told you to stay in school. She's always saying that to me. Hannah laughs. Yeah, my mom says that too. So do Jasmine and Thecla's moms. The following Saturday, it's only Hannah who bikes to the wall to think about the larger issues concerning youth today, like life and death. Svatsky's black Prius passed earlier. He's come and gone when she arrives. Wisps of fog hang in the air. She props her bike, takes a blanket out of her backpack. Tanya strides up without her posse and nods. Hannah offers her a share of the blanket. Tanya grabs the pink teddy bear and the girls sit in silence. Then Tanya pulls on her arm, points at the wall. The fog at the base of the wall thickens and rises. The wall shimmers into transparency. Hannah grabs Tanya's arm and Tanya offers the bear. They both grab a paw. A figure stands behind an arch at the bottom of the wall. A girl as dark-skinned as Tanya and her mother, but tinier, a slip of a girl with big dark eyes who stares at them. Tanya says, Tiffany, in a voice that sounds amazingly calm to Hannah. Happy to see you, Tiff. I've been dreaming about you and I didn't know why. Hannah starts to cry. She sees tears in Tanya's eyes, too. Tanya's looking at the wall, nodding, silent. She keeps nodding, though Hannah hears nothing. She looks back at the wall in time to see the fog descend again. When it breaks into wisps, the wall is solid. What did she say? Hannah asks. Tanya says that her little sister says being mad at Darren is not what it's about. She wants Tanya and her new friend, Hannah gets that, to call people to the wall every Saturday, because this mess has got to end. But first, she needs the girls to paint a word on the wall. Gold background, letters in red, the word, rejoice. Tiffany says she's happy, and she's happy to think that Tanya and her friend are going to stop all this bad killing of kids by kids. Then there's a section when they paint the wall a 3x5. I made it a little smaller than that shape, and it's funny because one of Tanya's girls are flirting with one of Hannah's girls. So I'm one of Tanya's boys, one Tanya's boys and Hannah's girls. But you can't get that today. None of the seven are anywhere near the wall that Wednesday, October 31st, as the sun sets. Svatsky draws by and slows down to look at the new gold rectangle on the wall with a red word. He decides to get out and take a look. He turns his back to the wall to lock his Prius, and when he turns around, one graffiti word fills the wall. Red letters on gold, rejoice. Jimmy Svatsky shakes his head to clear his vision, looks again. Yes, huge letters fill the wall. One word. But wasn't that word smaller when he got out of his car? He's tired. He gets back in his Prius to drive home. Ponders what equipment a graffiti artist would need to paint a word that size. Probably one of those buckets on a giraffe neck the telephone company's workers have. Fascinating what kids can pull off these days. And not your typical rapper signature either, unless Rejoice is a graffiti artist new to Pittsburgh. Svatsky goes home and writes a poem to God, who has no answers either, but they agree on salami on rye. That's as much as you're getting tonight. Thank you.